basketball as the Lady Beavers have won back-to-back games. A big win last night, 43-31 over Lakin. They will hit the road. It'll be first time in a couple weeks. They'll have to dust off those visiting jerseys. They'll be taking on Holcomb coming up here on Friday night. Coach Amy Felker joining me to start things off here. And, Coach, thanks again for joining me here. How's things going?
Going good. You know, we just got out of practice and it was good. Our attitudes were up and we had a nice, good practice.
Yeah, no, a good win for you guys last night over Lakin, and they're 9-5 team coming in. It was a 26-7 lead at halftime. You led by 20 in the third. It ended up being about a 12-point game in the end. What'd you see really with that game last night with Lakin?
You know, our defense really knew the play the first half, and we really got right there in the middle of everything and really disrupted what they wanted to do offensively. And we were getting the rebounds and not giving them second chance opportunities. And then, you know, offensively, we just had a lot of people step up, you know, and people were making the passes to get somebody a really easy open shot. You know, people were shooting the long range jump shots. You know, everybody contributed in that game all over the place. So it was just nice to see a real balanced team out there, and not just trying to get one or two people to get it done.
And there's been times this year where you've had to rely on your big two scorers there, and Erica and Brooke. But, you know, notice this here. When you guys are the most successful, it's when you guys do have a lot of balance.
You know, it is so true. There's a lot to having a team and not just – it's real easy to guard one or two people. So when we have more people that are threats to score, rebounding threats, passers, that kind of stuff, everything, it just makes it more well-balanced. And that also, you know, helps Brooke and Erica get some easier shots so they're not trying to force too much when we don't have to, when other people start to take that role on to step up.
You had the big night. You've had a big week there from Kendall Gentry, who's really turned into a scoring threat, 11-10 last couple of games for her. But, you know, that is big for her confidence, and she's really taking a lot of good shots. She's starting to get some of those to drop down all of a sudden.
You know, she's finding those open spots. You know, when she's open, she's starting to have the confidence to knock them down, and she's just doing a good job of taking the right shots at the right time, and she's got the confidence going right now. So hopefully she'll just continue that confidence even as the games get tougher and the pressure gets a little harder. Hopefully she stays confident and continues to rally.
Last night, Brooke had to deal with not one, not two, but about three players around 5'10", 5'11". And, you know, it gave her some fits early on, but it was good to see her really adjust. And, you know, ended up, I think, with a double-double there, 13 and around 10 boards, I believe. And so that was good to see her adjust to that. And, you know, she's going to see that quite a bit here down the road, especially with Goodland and then possible substate.
You know, Brooke's starting to really understand the game. You know, she knows that she doesn't have to shoot every single time. If she starts to get double teamed by two girls, 5'10 or 6 foot or whatever it may be, she knows that she can find the girls on the weak side, the outside. You know, she's starting to become the whole package, not just I'm a scorer. So, you know, it's nice to see her see everything. You know, she gets the assists, she gets rebounds, she scores. You know, she's just becoming an all around good player.
You go 2-1 in the homestand, and I think, you know, it was good to see you guys. Did you feel like that there were some moments where you got a little better each game?
You know, I do. I think our confidence is getting better. Our defense, we're rotating a little bit better. You know, we just got to make sure we do it for 32 minutes. Mm-hmm. Second half of the Lakin game, we went backwards just a little bit, but we started getting back going in the fourth quarter. So, you know, we just got to make sure we get 32 solid minutes of the game every single night, and We'll make a good run in this end of the season.
What did you see maybe Lakin did a little different in that second half last night?
You know, they just set some really good, strong screens right there, and we didn't get it covered on the block, and we got some fouls. You know, defensively, they just set some really strong traps. And when we've got two 5'10 girls on our 5'5", 5'6 girls, you know, it's really hard to see around them. They were really towering over us, and we just have to withstand the physicalness of Lakin's defense and that kind of stuff, and we just got to try to battle through it and really fight and find the open girl.
You know, it felt like all game Lakin set up the full court pressure, and you hadn't really seen that like that to sustain 32 minutes. You know, and I think this is going to be big for your team's confidence here to continue to break that, find the open player here down the road.
you know, we just got to really continue to make the right decisions. Sometimes you need to dribble through those presses, and sometimes we need to pass through those presses. And we did a good job of reacting. Sometimes we tried to get a little going a little too fast. But for the most part, overall, I was pretty impressed with how we broke their full court press.
It's like the time's like, all right, slow down, slow down. No, all right.
I know. It seems like I always do that whenever I say, hey, no, pull it out. And then they make the basket. I'm like, oh. I guess that's okay as long as you make the basket, right?
That's all that matters. It's we're two every time or three. Yeah,
exactly. Maybe I'll say that more often.
All right, there you go. Well, a big stretch here and the final push here, and it's all league and all sub-state, of course, here starting last night. But Holcomb on the road Friday nights, and they had a big win on Ulysses last night, over Ulysses down there. And you know, you remember last game a month ago, it was they had hot shooting. You guys played pretty good. What do you take away from maybe the last time up as you get set to take on a pretty good Holcomb team coming up to Friday?
You know, we talked about it today. We want to really get out and guard the three-point shots and not let them get hot. You know, we talked about we don't want to have to compete against scoring 3 points every time. We want to, you know, give them a two-pointer, not give up so many threes, because we can really battle against a two-point deficit, not when they're 70% from the three-point line. So, you know, we just got to work hard. These girls are ready. They want to go out there and put their best effort out and come away with a win against Holcomb, but they also know that it's going to battle to the last 5 seconds, and we're just going to have to put our A game out there and be ready to go.
Do you guys feel like that, excuse me here, that you're starting to kind of play your best basketball here down the stretch?
I do feel like we're playing really well. We're just like overall, the team is just starting to figure out how we're reacting to each other. Our defense is starting to rotate a little bit better. You know, we're not completely there yet. We still got a long ways to go. But every game we do get a little bit better. So, you know, that's always our goal, always get better.
Once again, Coach Amy Felker here on the Coach's Show from Scott City Ace Hardware. The Lady Beavers on the road on Friday at Holcomb. Thanks again for the time, and we'll see you down there.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Amy Felker joining us here, and we got a couple of sophomores coming up here next. And, you know, it wouldn't be Holcomb week without these two, starting off with Mackenzie Metzger, right? How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. You haven't given any secrets yet to your cousin yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's good. And you don't want to talk too much smack either because, you know, it's live and everything.
Yeah, I can't say too much on here.
Yeah, but no, you had a big game last night, 4 points, and you had quite a few steals. You were kind of a thief out there. How'd you feel like you played overall?
I think it was my best defensive game. I went for a lot of steals and got most of them. So
yeah, I did. The one time you landed into the team bench.
Yeah, that was pretty scary.
Yeah, well, you knew you had the support there. You were going to be all right,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, they caught me.
How fast has the season gone for you?
Going by a little too fast. I can't believe it's already February.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's always the shortest month of the year. But no, 2 wins here in a row against Lakin and then against Ulysses. It's got to give you guys a lot of confidence going forward here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just ready to play Holcomb and kind of just want to beat them this time. So
yeah. Yeah, get them on their turf, you know, because they knocked you off at home. You got to return the favor, but you know, it's been a fun season. It's been a fast season. You get the combination of JV and varsity. Does maybe playing a couple quarters of JV kind of help you out, get going for the varsity when your number is called to go in?
Yeah, it gets the nerves out of me. I'm ready for varsity.
All right, and what's been the biggest thing that you've worked on here this year?
My defense. And anticipating the passes.
All right. And what are some maybe tricks that you've learned along the way that's really helped you improve?
Watching, like, where they're going to pass, and then so I'm, like, ready and, like, knowing where they're going to go with the ball.
All right. What's been probably your favorite game this year?
Definitely Lakin.
Lakin, all right. Well, yeah, he had a pretty good one there tonight. And, you know, I can't believe 3 games here and then sub-state. What would you like to see here as you head into the postseason?
I would like to end with a winning record. That would be great.
All right. Hopefully things will work out there. And get that win on Friday. Mackenzie, thank you again for the time, and good luck to you coming up, and enjoy the game Friday.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, sophomore Mackenzie Metzger, and we'll get to another sophomore here in Megan Trapp, post player for Lady Beavers. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, this season's going pretty fast here, and is it weird to be already to game number 18?
Definitely, but it's been a lot of fun with these girls.
Yeah, and you've had some pretty big moments this year, and last night you had a couple of assists. The other night you had a couple of points in transition. And what's been probably the thing that you've seen the most with yourself here improve upon this season?
I think I've improved on finding the open girl and getting her a quick pass so that she's open for the shot.
And, you know, you kind of do the same thing as Mackenzie. You have some moment, or you have some quarters in JV and to get you set up for the varsity. How do you like that?
It definitely gets my nerves out, gets me ready to play.
It gets you fired up and get the confidence going, right?
Oh, yeah.
What's been your favorite moment this year?
Probably when we beat Hugoton the first time. That was a really fun game.
That was. That was pretty exciting. You had a big game there as well. And, you know, doing that in a hostile territory. And, you know, I guess when you're out there and you're on the road there and against some student sections there, do you kind of tune them out a little as best as possible?
Yeah, and it's really fun to beat teams at their home court.
All right. And, you know, what would it mean for you guys to pick up a big victory here on Friday?
Oh, it'd be so much fun to beat Holcomb. They're fun to compete with.
Yeah, no, it's a good rivalry, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. But what would you like to accomplish personally as you continue to work through this season?
I would like to get more boards, definitely just get more rebounds, more assists. Yeah.
All right. Well, you had a pretty good night with that last night, didn't you feel like?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again, Megan. Keep up the good work, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right. Once